May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We'll go back to that gospel reading in just a second, but this is 1 Corinthians chapter 10. For I do not want you to be unaware, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. And they all ate the same spiritual food. And they all drank the same spiritual drink. For they were drinking from the spiritual rock which followed them. And the rock was Christ. He talks about in that Matthew passage that Father Ron read about building your house on the rock. And I wanted to read that scripture because it identifies the rock as Christ. And if you go back and you read the Old Testament story and how they were in the wilderness and they were thirsty and complaining, and that's when Moses struck the rock. But it says like a river flowed out of that rock. But the interesting thing about the 1 Corinthians passage is they stayed in the wilderness. It was that rock actually followed them. Now, it wasn't just a rock. It was a big boulder, and a big boulder that went where they went. And out of that boulder, there was always a source of water. It's like a boulder that was a well, a source of water for them to drink from. But it's an Old Testament type of Christ. And that Christ is with us, that we draw from him and live by him. He's the rivers of living water that flow out of our innermost being. But I wanted to read this thing in Matthew 7, just to sort of, having said that about Jesus being the rock. It says this, "Therefore, every one of you who hears these words of mine and acts upon them, and obedience is about depending." We're obedient because we're absolutely dependent on him and we know it. And so where he's moving, we want to move. So the idea of obedience is about trust, reliance, but also action, cooperation. But he says that everyone who hears these words of mine acts upon them may be compared to a wise man who built his house upon the rock. And the rain descended and the floods came. And the winds blew and burst against that house, and yet it did not fall. For it had been founded upon the rock, which is Christ. A life of obedience and reliance on Jesus. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and burst against that house, and it fell, and great was its fall. Here's the thing. I wasn't planning on teaching from this when I heard it, so this must be a relevant word for somebody. He doesn't say if the floods come and if the winds blow. He says when it comes, period. We live in a fallen world, and things happen. The floods are going to come, and the winds are going to blow, and there's going to be storms. There's no way to avoid it. There's not a theology in the world that you can create that can protect you from it. It's just part of the fall. I quoted that verse, I think, last night or yesterday. But again, Jesus said in John 16, in this world, you will be tested and tempted. In this world, you will have tribulation. But he says, be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. But he promises, in this world, you're going to have tribulation. Peter says, don't be surprised at the fiery ordeal that you're going through, because your brothers and sisters around the world are facing the same thing. So the point being is that those whose house are built on sand and those whose house are built on rock often have some of the similar circumstances. That whether a person's a Christian or not a Christian, whether you're walking with God or not walking with God, there's going to be storms. There's going to be winds that blow and rains that come, floods that come. One of the things it says, and I think it's in Revelation 10 or 12, is that there's a river that comes out of the enemy's mouth, Satan's mouth. It's like a river of words. So one of the attacks that we go through, there are situations and circumstance, but the real warfare happens between our two ears. That's where the battle is, our thought life, because that's where it's the seat of anxiety and fear and worry and anger and all those kind of things. Our emotions reflect what our minds are set on. And so the flood, the attack from the enemy, the situations and circumstances are going to come. The only difference is this. Those who live their life in obedience, in utter reliance on Him, that when the storms come, your house won't fall. Your emotional, spiritual, personal house won't fall. Not your physical house, but your personal house won't fall. Your inner person won't fall apart. But if you're not living in absolute utter reliance and obedience to Him, the storm's going to come, and it's like building your house on the sand, and you're going to fall apart. That's really what He's saying. If you're standing on the rock, if you're living a life of reliance on Him, then you're not going to fall apart. If you're not living that life, then you are going to fall apart. But you can understand things will come. The issue is, will your life fall apart or will your not life fall apart? One of the things I learned a long time ago is don't wait for the storms to come to decide you want to start building your house on the rock. It's a lot better to be in His presence at all times than to try to scramble your way back there in the midst of an emergency. Now, the good news is that even if that's where you're at, He will welcome you back. The rock has followed you everywhere you've gone. That's why it says in Joshua, I love Joshua, it says, be strong and very courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for I am with you, where I, the Lord your God, am with you wherever you go. And so if you find yourself in the midst of a storm and you are falling apart and you don't know what to do, and we all know, we all want shortcuts, like somebody to give you some answer. It's very simple. Take the next step in obedience to Him. Get a promise from Him. Just start trusting Him. Absolutely, utterly rely on Him. And from this point forward, find yourself just obeying Him. Don't put it off anymore. And what you'll find is that every step you take in obedience and utter reliance on Him, you've taken. One of the things when I'm driving, and there's sometimes, because I'm on the road a lot, sometimes terrible storms will come, like you're on the interstate. That's the worst. And where you can't hardly see. But I never, ever stop. If I have to slow down to 10 miles an hour, because storms move. And if I stop, I'm going to be in it longer. So if I'll just keep moving, I'll get out of it faster. So if you'll just start walking in utter dependence on Him and obedience to Him in the midst of the storm you may find yourself, my promise to you is that you're on the way out. You're moving out of the storm. And that really is a solution. There's no magic formula. People can pray for you and can help you come to a place of repentance so that any rebellion or unbelief we can deal with. But in the end, you got to start building your house on the rock again. And He's right there. He's followed you into this, waiting for you to start to switch positions. Amen. Instead of self-reliance and rebellion, into absolute reliance and obedience. All righty? And eventually, because if you'll move and the rock will move with you, and you'll be out of the storm. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.